Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 138 for Saturday, April 11th, 2020. Today I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you so much, Craig Stepp. This year, I got to share a virtual Easter Vigil with the Episcopal Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina, thanks to Craig being kind enough to share the video with me. Thank you so much, Craig. That really did mean a lot to me. It was even better than the do-it-yourself vigil that I did the year I lived in Japan. You are a generally awesome person all around. Thank you so much. I actually lit two candles, which I have next to me on my computer desk right now. One of them is a pillar candle, and the other one is the bottom half of a long taper candle. I put it in a little glass holder after the incident in which I accidentally broke it, and this is the first time I've lit it since then. Let me tell you about how that candle came to be broken. In February or March of 2017, our local refugee resettlement agency decided to hold a demonstration to show that the people of Omaha welcomed refugees. We were supposed to bring some kind of light, a candle or something else that makes light, out to the road that's one of the main commuter roads through the center of town, and line up and show our welcome. So I made a poster board that says Refugees Welcome on it. I still have it in my closet. And I went out and got a candle. And I also brought my new prop lightsaber that I'd just gotten the previous fall. And it turned out to be so windy I couldn't keep a candle lit for more than 5 minutes. So I kept the candle with me in the plastic bag I got it in, and I just held up the lightsaber and waved it around a lot. Mostly I just held it still, straight up and down as if it were a candle. And somewhere in there, I managed to accidentally step on my bag that had the actual candle in it and broke it in half. But I took the halves with me, and I put the bottom half in this little glass candle holder that it is burning in right now. I stayed out there on the side of the street for about an hour and a half, and it was a really good and really fulfilling time. That happened to be about a month or 2 months before my very first Star Wars celebration in Orlando in 2017. I managed to get all the way to Orlando and then realized that my batteries were dead, the first time someone asked me for a picture. But if I was going to use up all the battery power in my lightsaber battery, lighting the way for refugees was a great way to do it. I thought now was a good time to tell that story on the podcast, since I've just gotten that same candle out again and I finally lit it for the first time. Star Wars Celebration 2017 also happened to coincide with Easter weekend, and I couldn't help but feel a little bit bad about it, but the way I rationalized it was, we have an Easter Sunday every year. There's only ever going to be one 40th anniversary of Star Wars. And they really did make that 40th anniversary panel extra special. I wasn't there in person, but I watched the video of it, and it was amazing, and the ending was a surprise even to the guests. I won't spoil it, but I will try to find a video link and post it in the show notes. Do I regret going to the celebration that year? No, not really. It was an absolutely incredible convention and vacation experience. Do I regret taking my in-person church services for granted? Yeah, I do now. But I'm going to keep on keeping on in the hope that maybe someday we'll be able to have both of those kinds of in-person get-togethers again. Also, as a final note, Easter weekend happened to coincide with the weekend of Passover that year too, and I happened to be at a hotel with a whole bunch of people who were just there to have a big, massive Passover celebration and weren't there for the convention at all. So at one point, I got to be the person pressing the elevator buttons, while dressed in my full Jedi gear. That was a trip. It was one of the things that made that convention so cool and so memorable. I will leave you with that amusing image, at least I think it's amusing, for the night. Have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.